We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Today's show is also brought to you by Farmer Klein & Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com, that's CECinc.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now, let's talk Mountaineer football alongside the Wolfman, Dale Wolfley. Here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you, Mountaineer Nation. It is game week. Hope you had a terrific weekend and enjoyed what was a fantastic weekend of college football. While West Virginia enjoyed the weekend off with their 2-1 record, looking to go to 3-1 this week against Kansas. And oh, by the way, you're welcome to join us at Mountaineer Field. Good to have you back with us, literally and figuratively. Dale Wolfley alongside. I'm Dan Zangrilli. The press conference show here with Neil Brown addressing reporters is presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. All right, Wolf, rested up, rejuvenated, and feeling good, I think, about where WVU is going into this Big 12 conference game against a winless Kansas team still trying to find their way. There's plenty of question marks surrounding them, which I'm sure we'll discuss here coming up in just a little while. But I think WVU had an opportunity to check a lot of boxes in that victory against Baylor and go into the bye week feeling good about themselves, only to continue to refine the nuances of the game of football here in this COVID era, which we'll hear how that went coming up from Neil Brown in just a moment.
Yeah, well, actually, you saw a little bit of it yesterday in his conference call, and he talked about the things that he was working on, the tackling and the throwing, because he feels like they have to get better as a team to have success, you know, down the road. So I think he's really got his finger on the pulse of this team. I do believe what you say, Danny, is that he is happy thus far with the progress, considering that they're sitting at 2-1 right now and what they're doing. But, you know, there's a lot of work in the bye week. The first bye week was more of a camp mode. You know, you're still in fall camp, still trying to catch up because you didn't have the summer workouts nor the spring ball. I think this one is more of the traditional. We're in season now, and we're going ahead and filling in the spots that we need to work on. So I think they've made a lot of progress, Danny, and I think they are comfortable where they're sitting at right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting better on the offensive line. We'll talk to an offensive lineman. Center Chase Barrett will join us coming up a little bit later on in the program. Neil mentioned also that he would like to see the tight end have a more prominent role in the offense. It was late against Baylor. Michael Laughlin with a couple of receptions that were really significant in that double overtime victory. So we'll chat with Travis Trickett as well in the second portion of this Neil Brown press conference show. But directly ahead, we'll hear from the head coach of the Mountaineers, and he'll give us a rundown of Kansas. Certainly there are questions surrounding whether or not Les Miles will be coaching the game. Many of you know by now that he did test positive last Thursday for COVID-19, though he did tweet out a video yesterday that he's feeling better. The 67-year-old head coach should, by all accounts, at least the plan is now, be ready to go and be on the sidelines in some way, shape, or form here against West Virginia noon on Saturday. Stand by. We'll hear from the head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers, Neil Brown, directly ahead after these words from our friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official cleaning and restoration company of the Mountaineers.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the Mountaineers. Now, it's time to hear from Coach Brown.
Neil Brown stepping to the podium, the Zoom room, if you will, in just a moment, and we will hear from him momentarily as West Virginia prepares for Kansas coming up at 12 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. That means we'll be on the air 8:30 with the Go Mart Mountaineer tailgate show, and fans finally able to join us here at Mountaineer Field. I don't want to bury the lead there, right? Looking forward to having everybody back here. It's been a long time coming. We've overcome a lot here to make this day really just a special one, and hoping that we'll be able to pull this thing off without a hitch. I'm pretty confident that we will.
Yeah, Danny, the university, the athletic department, Coach Brown, coaches, staff, but especially the players have missed Mountaineer Nation being in the stands and the adrenaline that they help produce and to push them on, push them on. And I sure think, you know, that it's going to be a great thing to get some of the fans back there and see that, you know, that live interaction going. Because it's Mountaineer Field, man. Yeah. This is where we're at. I'm looking at it, and I've been here for 30-plus years. And this is just a great thing. Really happy to have the fans back. I'm just absolutely ecstatic.
And hopefully we'll be able to treat West Virginia fans to a winner. Kansas is a team still trying to find their way. They lose their first game to Coastal Carolina. When they say you have a couple of quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks. They did at least decide on one here fairly early in the week by their standards. Miles Kendrick is going to get the start under center. Thomas McVitie, he was the starter in the opener, gets hurt against Coastal Carolina, shoulder injury there, though he should be ready to go, so you might see him, but at least we do know right now that Miles Kendrick is going to be at the helm and the controls of the Kansas offense. So Neil Brown is preparing to address the media. So let's go ahead. For those of us watching, we'll head in live to the Zoom room. And for those on the radio network side, let's listen in to the head coach of the Mountaineers as we prepare you for Kansas week.
You just want to start with some opening statements?
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you all for being on here. Our guys are looking forward to get back on Mountaineer Field on Saturday and taking on Kansas, both of us coming in off a bye week. Excited about welcoming back our fans. We've missed them, missed our season ticket holders. We've missed our students, and we missed our alumni. So it'll be fun to have them back in Mountaineer Field with us. I anticipate a great atmosphere. It's I hope, and this is something we really focus on this week, is bringing a lot of energy with us, you know, the team and the staff, and I hope the fans bring the same energy to the stadium on Saturday. We had a productive bye week, and now it's on to Kansas. Kind of a quick Kansas preview. Offensively, they're led by their offense coordinator, Brent Dierman. Coach Dierman, successful former high school coach in the state of Alabama, did a really good job down in BC Rain, which is down close to Mobile. Worked for Gus there at Auburn. You can see some of the some of that lineage and the plays that they run there, and really a long history of having an explosive offense. So did a really good job at the end of last year. There'll be multiple, spread the field out, tempo-oriented. They've got a dual-threat quarterback that's going to start the game. I think it all starts with them at running back. Two really talented running backs, Puka Williams, people talk about a lot, deservingly so. 2 years in a row, all-league player. He's electric, not only as a running back, but as a kickoff returner as well. And then Velton Gardner, who's actually their leading rusher. I think he's been really good early part of the season. A lot of speed at wideout. The Parchment kid really hurt us last year, but they can really run. And they've got a big improving O-line. Defensively, defense coordinator DJ Elliott, a lot of respect for. He and I worked together at Kentucky. He was defense coordinator when I was there. Really intelligent guy. They're multiple three-down defense, very sound in what they do, keep edges and really do a nice job as far as just being sound. They've got a lot of experience there at linebacker. I think their safeties are really active, and they did some good things against us last year as well. Special teams, I think it starts with them on their kickoff return. They hit us with two. I think they had the most explosive yardage on kickoff return versus us last year, and you know, we talked about Puka. And then the receiver, number 88, I think Horns is last name. Double check that. Jamal Horn. He's extremely fast. And so we've got to do a really good job on our kickoff team. They're experienced at punter and at kickoff. They're kickoff specialist. They've been doing it for 3+ years now, and they do a nice job with their units. You know, finishing up here before I take questions, wish Coach Miles said this on the Big 12 call yesterday. Wish him speedy recovery. And with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Okay, Coach, your first question today comes from Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
So, Coach, just a general one in terms of guys available, Gmitter, Vandarius Cowan, guys who were injured or sick last game, what's their status?
Yeah, trying to get it cleared up on with James exactly where it's at. I'll know more probably tomorrow. Probably talk about it on the radio show because I'm not trying to avoid it. I just don't have a real clear answer for you right now. And then Vandarius has not practiced yet. He's going to try in a limited capability today, and we'll see how that goes.
Michael Sussman is next. Go ahead.
Coach, over the course of the season so far, you've talked about the importance of West Virginia not beating West Virginia. What are some things in particular that you hope to see on Saturday in regard to improving execution and playing better complementary football?
Reduction in procedure penalties and selfish penalties. We've had our share of those the first two weeks of league play, and then not turning the football over. Those are the biggest areas.
Coach, a question that was submitted to us from Bob Hertzel. You mentioned tackling last week when we were here, and there's been some talk on that on the Big 12 conference call yesterday about tackling maybe becoming a lost art. Do you agree with that, and what can be done to maybe change that?
Well, I think it's difficult. No, I think it's been more difficult this year just due to limited practice. You don't have the spring. Very few people had much spring practice. That's where you work a lot of contact there as far as tackling, because you got more days in between your practices. And then in fall camp with COVID, everybody was concerned of getting guys close to each other. Our blue and gold team started practicing as one team, I think third week of fall camp. We've worked on tackling. That's something we do every Tuesday and Wednesday. We do it in drills, not necessarily full tackle to the ground, but we work it. And we believe in how we teach it. You know, I thought we tackled really well against Baylor, not so well against Oklahoma State. So we're a work in progress. I don't know if it's a lost art. I mean, there's still a lot of people playing really good defense. You know, I think our league is playing as a whole, you know, Iowa State, Kansas State, TCU, Oklahoma State. You know, those are some guys that I watched last Saturday that didn't have many problems tackling.
We'll go to Ryan Pritt next. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Neil, I think yesterday on the conference call, you were kind of talking about this five-game stretch that's looking at you now and how that's kind of unique in the league.
We're really unique. We're the only ones.
Yeah, exactly. From an offensive standpoint here, especially in your passing game, how important is it to maybe try to start quick on Saturday and get some kind of confidence going, see some success happening with that kind of stretch waiting on you in the back end, because there's no more breaks for a while for you guys to work on this thing?
Yeah. It's kind of funny. If you look at just the pure statistics of it, we don't look like a team that struggled throwing the football. Where you get into it and if you look deeper, our yards per attempt's not very good, and that tells you we're not real explosive. So that's something we've got to work on. There's two ways to do it. You got to throw the ball downfield, or you got to make some people miss. And so that was our big point of emphasis. Our completion percentage and those kind of things are fine. We just got to get the ball extended down the field, or we got to make some people miss on those short yardage. We worked a lot on the bye week. We've got to get better at it. I think it's going to be a defining, really, if how we're going to be as an offense, because we showed the ability to run the football decently to above average, but we've got to be able to stretch the field, and our receivers and our quarterbacks got to be able to make some plays.
We'll go to Kevin Kinder. Go ahead, Kevin.
And some of those things that you're talking about improving and working on during the off week, does that make you more anxious to see those early in the next game? Can that influence a little bit, what you do early, or do you have to say, no, we need to, stick with what we're doing and just fold those in where they naturally occur?
Yeah, I think we just got it. We've called them. I got away from them second half against Baylor. We've called them against Oklahoma State the whole game, really, and then the first half of Baylor, we just didn't do a good enough job connecting on them. So we're not really changing anything from how we run the plays. We just got to execute them better. And you're not worried about his legs as much during the bye week. So we worked on more down the field throws because of that, because we didn't have a game on Saturday. But yeah, we'll come in, and it's going to be a good mix. We've been pretty balanced if from the whole run pass wise, if you take out probably the fourth quarter of Eastern and the, kind of the fourth quarter versus Baylor there.
Cody Nesper, go ahead.
So talking about Puka Williams, is it safe to say that he's kind of a unique running back in the Big 12? And what is it about him that he's had so much success with?
Well, he's a special talent. He really is. And he's done it now for 2+ years. He has the ability to make you miss. They use him in a variety of ways. I fully expect them to line him up all over the field. Motion to the backfield, throwing the ball out of the backfield, lining up in the slot, and do a bunch of different ways. They've been creative this year and in the past getting him the football. I think he will. He's strong. He's a lot stronger than people give him credit for. He's got really good lower body strength, so he's a difficult tackle. It's been a point of emphasis for us in preparation for them, is really making sure we get hats to the football, because we're not always going to win the one-on-one tackling situation. So we've got to make sure that we get multiple defense players to the football. But he does. He's strong. He runs it inside. He runs it outside. He has ability even to get yards when it's not blocked very well. You don't see that very often, but it could be a run play called to the left, and you do a pretty good job of stuffing it. He might bounce it all the way out to the right, and that's hard to prepare for. So you got to make sure you keep edges and you play really good responsibility football.
Coach, this one was submitted to us from Thomas Burdell. Any concerns about the future of this season with the recent COVID cases, especially in this league?
No, I don't think necessarily concerns for the year. I think that we all went into this knowing that there was going to be some pauses and some postponements and things like that. And that's kind of where it's been. I think we've been fortunate. I don't know if there's been any serious illnesses, which that's the hope. You hope we can maintain that. But this is going to be a non-conventional year in every aspect.
We'll go back to Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
So, Coach, with Les Miles being COVID positive, a number of coaches have also been, leads me to wonder about your line of succession. What happens if you can't coach?
Do they tell who the designated survivor is? Huh? They don't tell that. They don't tell that, Greg. We got a plan. It's in a vault under,
Go ahead, Chris Anderson.
After the Oklahoma State game, you mentioned that there were some misfits on defense that were a problem. At first glance, I didn't see any or many against Baylor. On film review, did it seem that way to you? And if so, what changes did you make between the two games?
Well, I thought our D-line did a much better job. Part of it is our linebackers are getting more comfortable. If you notice, we played Josh Chandler more in the box this year than we did last year. So he's getting kind of into the flow and understanding box fits where he was outside the box primarily last year. And we're still using that capacity. And then Tony understanding, because we're a little bit of a unique defense because we move our D-line so much, the fits off that are a little bit different. And so Tony's getting more comfortable in what we're doing. And the other thing is we weren't perfect against Baylor, but we played so hard, we covered it up. And so we had some misfits and we had some opportunities where the Baylor running backs, maybe they didn't read it right or they hit it and our pursuit angles were really good. So we were able to get to them where they were 5 and 6 yard gains against Baylor rather than 15, 20, 20 plus runs that occurred against Oklahoma State. So we still got to clean it up. I think some of that's simplifying what we're doing and that's kind of, and we're figuring out our pieces too. You know, it's there's some different pieces that are playing up there, especially linebackers. So we're trying to figure out what they can do and what they're best at. And that's what we'll continue to work on.
Next question is from John Antonik. Go ahead, John.
Coach, I can't match Coach Hunter's question. I have a simpler one on Stinkfield. What do you see his role? I saw a stat that really jumped out at me. He's averaging 8.7 yards a carry in the second half. What do you see from him?
Yeah, that's a really strong. Well, here's the thing. We didn't do – and I told him this the day after the game. We didn't do a good enough job getting him the football versus Baylor. And so he continues to perform at that level, then, you know, we're a production-based business. So if you continue to produce, then you got to get the football. And we didn't do a good enough job of that. He had some really good runs and catches. I really like for him to be more active as a punt returner. You know, I think that he's had some opportunities. He's getting more comfortable. That was something that was new to him last year. He's got several games under his belt, so I hope he can continue to be a factor for us and maybe get some bigger returns in the punt return game.
Real quick, do you like to have a change-up guy? I mean, I was looking at the stuff you did at Troy, and you usually had two backs, a guy mm-hmm. got more carries and then a guy that would maybe a change-up. Is that what you envision from him?
Well, he can do the same things Letty has. He's just not as big. Letty has really improved his ability to run routes and catch the football. You know, we've lined him up out wide a bunch this year. So Letty's improved that aspect of his game. And I think on the same measure, Sinkfield has really improved his ability to run inside the tackles. So Chad Scott, our running backs coach, he really kind of manages that rotation. And I don't change what we're calling based on which running back's in the game.
Go ahead, Mike Kazaza.
Neil, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I have two for you. One would be, I guess, what progress did you see, I'm assuming, amid some challenges with your backup receivers and your second line guys to maybe – get on the field, get some snaps, maybe push the people who are in front of them. And then separately, you've mentioned that as the season went on, you didn't anticipate opponents or yourselves being able to add much because of the scarcity of free time. Do you have to cram in a bunch early in the season in account of that? Or have you kind of figured out that maybe that wasn't quite as accurate? And
you're talking about installs? Like as far
yeah,
as
yeah.
Okay, I got you. First of all, so we hadn't played good enough at wide out. You know, I think you'll see a more people play at those spots. I think the reps will look a little bit different. I'm not saying we're going to – it depends who produces this week in practice, who will start the game. But we do plan on playing more, and the reps will probably be a little bit more evenly distributed than they were maybe the last two games. And I think we will play better. Receivers practiced much better last week. We'll see how this week goes, but my expectation is we'll be much improved at that spot. As far as, you know, we've been fortunate, you know, and I'm hesitant to even talk about it, but we've been fortunate where we haven't had a whole lot of missed practices or missed games due to COVID. And so our insulation and things like that and what we've worked on has been pretty consistent in what would occur in a normal year. Hopefully we can continue to stay COVID-free. We had, and I'll take this. So on our test on Sunday, we got them back and we still, as of this, we're waiting on a couple, sometimes they're a little slower process, but I think we've got almost everybody in minus one or two that had a test on Monday rather than Sunday. And we don't have any new COVID cases. So we're being fortunate with that.
Coach, a second question from Bob Hertzel for us today. Some strange outcomes maybe so far in this college football season. And I know a lot of that can be attributed to disruption and, you know, scheduling and, mm-hmm. and your team and things like that. Do you kind of think that will continue for the most of the remainder of this season? Just no rhyme and reason to it and remain kind of unpredictable.
Yeah, I think it's going to be unpredictable. I don't know if the outcomes have necessarily been strange, because I think if you look at it, if you just boxed in the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a good number of upsets in college football in general. But there has been some strange games. You know, there's, you know, maybe some high scoring games that you thought were going to be more of a defense struggle, or maybe some defense struggles that you thought were going to be more points scored. There's obviously been more penalties in a lot of football games. It hadn't been as clean. So I think the unpredictability of college football, I think it's going to continue until, you know, teams and leagues can get in some kind of rhythm, you know. So my expectation is you get in November, it's going to clean up some, and it'll the style of play and the quality of play will resemble what we've all been accustomed to. But it has. I think it's been a little bit unpredictable. And in a lot of ways, it looks like that teams haven't practiced as much, or they haven't been together as much, because that's what it is.
We'll take these final four questions in the queue. Go ahead, Michael.
Through the first few weeks of the season, you guys defensively are first in the conference in total defense yards-wise. What in particular has impressed you about that group this year, and what will be some important things for them to improve on as you guys head into this five-game stretch that looks like it's going to feature some matchups with some pretty explosive offenses?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably a little early to say that we arrived. We played week one, we were better than them. Week two, we just played okay. And then I thought we played exceptionally well against Baylor. And that was due really for a couple of reasons. I thought our guys played extremely hard and extremely physical. And if you're going to play hard on defense and you're going to play physical and you do what your coach should do, then we're going to have a chance every week. Okay. But we've got to continue to maintain that. I think when you start talking about quality defensive play, is those are the defenses that show up week in and week out, regardless of the opponent, regardless of home, way. It doesn't matter. They show up each and every week and they're productive. And so my hope is, and our defensive staff's hope is that we get to that point. I don't think we're at that point yet. But I do think that we have some guys that are capable of playing at a high level and really pushing the rest of our guys. You know, guys that jump out to me, they're highly competitive, highly productive. Tony Fields, Tyke Smith, Darius Stills, those type of guys are guys that we expect to be highly productive each and every week.
Greg Hunter, back to you.
All right. You won't designate the Speaker of the House, so I've got another question for you. in terms of reportedly the NCAA is going to announce that the transfer rule is coming through. You know, nobody needs a waiver. Everybody gets one free transfer. Just your general thoughts on that.
Well, it's been assumed that it was coming down the road. I think there's a couple different viewpoints. I've always been, Greg, I just want to know what the rules are and we'll try to play by them. The transfer deal, I get both sides of it. The thing I'll say in football about the transfer, it's really hard with the hard cap 25. That's what makes it really difficult. I haven't seen a clear line. They say maybe May 1st is the declaration date, which that'll give you a little bit of time for planning. I was hoping they would kind of do a couple windows, maybe, you know, a window in December and then a window in early part of May where student athletes had to declare, because that would allow for better planning with the early signing date and things like that. But I think it's a sign of the times. You know, we're more player friendly and than we've ever been, which is, it's just what it is. It's the world we live in. But not surprised, you know, but I think the 25 hard cap is something that needs to be really, really examined. And I think there's got to be a form of relief under that. I don't have exact answer. I think my initial thoughts are, is you should probably be given maybe 5 or 6 exemptions over a 3-4 year window. If you had a year where you lost a couple transfers, the other thing that's going to be muddy now is APR, because so much is the APR is dealing with retention. And so I think that's something that has to be revisited as well.
Next question is from Keenan Cummings. Go ahead, Keenan.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
You mentioned backup receivers. Where does Zach Dobson fit in the picture? You know, is he a guy that can help you soon? Is he a guy that can help you this year? You know, where does he fit in the picture after getting his waiver?
Yeah, we've worked at trying to get him some work here during the bye week. I'd say he's not ready to go out on Saturdays yet. I think he's a guy that can help us down the road. He really got in here late, was about a week or so behind in fall camp. And then we didn't get his waiver until later too. So we were already a couple games, or I guess 3 games in. So he's been working on scout team primarily. We hope he's a guy that we can get and he can learn, and we can get him in a position where he can help us later this year. He'll definitely help us in the future, but hopefully we can get him to a spot where he can help us later in the year. But it's not going to be this week.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, I got to do a better job asking my question again here. The adding on your install, if you don't have a lot of open weeks coming up and a lot of time to actually do that, I guess to be really good at what you do is more important than before. Is that still true? And then also the fact that you can play your 4 games for a freshman whenever, the 4-game rule doesn't exist, how does that factor into just treating those guys differently with regard to practice and, you know, maybe getting them in at some point where they might be on the shelf otherwise?
Yeah, so – Mike, what we did is we took those 2 bye weeks that we've had already, and we treated both those bye weeks and didn't necessarily spend a whole lot of time on the front end of the bye week. Like take last week, for example, Kansas. We worked 0 Kansas until Friday and Saturday. We practiced a little bit of Kansas on Friday and Saturday. But what we tried to do is last week in the first bye week before we played Oklahoma State, is because we've already kind of looked and we got a good feel. We've spent some time during quarantine and during the summer of kind of putting some, you know, some shell game plans together versus everybody in our league. And so what we did during those 2 bye weeks is really installed some things that we know that we're eventually going to have to use. And so it gives us a reference point. So both the bye weeks we practiced on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Friday and Saturday. And those Tuesday and Wednesday, both the bye weeks, we worked on things in the future. And so that's kind of how we handled it. The second part of your question on the freshman, it's really made it easier because it's really, I'll give you an example. So we always have a sheet on Sunday after a game that lists everybody played, and then it counts the freshmen, how many games they've played. And I told, Ryan Nealon does that for me. And I told Ryan, I was like, hey, the good thing is we don't need that this year, you know, because really, since the rule went through, you're looking at that sheet saying, okay, there's got to be some strategy. Do we play the freshmen in games that we think we should win, or do we hold those games and try to get them later in the year when you may have some injuries and things like that? So it takes the strategy out, and what you're trying to do is you still got to operate when you play on the road. At home, it's not as big a deal, but on the road, you still got to operate under that 70 number. But what you're trying to do now is you're trying to get – you're trying to get these freshmen that have shown the ability, you're trying to get them involved. And what I mean by that, if you look at like Linnell Carr, you know, he's played some on defense in each of the games. If it was a year ago and we only had to play him in 4, would he have played in all 3 of those games? Probably not, because we would have liked to redshirt him. So that's an example. You know, we've got a couple people that we played on field goal team that we probably normally wouldn't have done if we were having to worry about the 4 games. So that answer your question? Mike.
Yeah, that was perfect. I just kind of figured that was a monkey wrench that may cause different strategy for, you know, who you ask what to do and what you ask them to do.
Yeah.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much.
All right, thank you all. Hey, I'll remind everybody too. So say this, as students, I hope you show up and wear your mask, social distance, but be loud and enjoy your day. We're looking forward to, for our student body to set the tone. And then I think we've got a few tickets there that are still left. I don't even know what the number is, but I know we got a few left. So call in or go through the website. We'd love to have you. And it should be a great afternoon on Saturday. Everybody have a good week.
That is an absolutely perfect way to end Neil Brown's press conference, and I'll echo everything that he just said. WVUsports.com for those that want to get those handful of tickets that still do remain. So thanks for being with us here on your Tuesday afternoon. Dan Zangrilli, Dale Wolfley upstairs in the TV booth. You just heard from head coach Neil Brown downstairs in the Pushcar Center. Coming up next, we'll chat with Travis Trickett, WVU assistant coach, and then a little later on in our program, Chase Barrett will stop by, WVU offensive lineman. So stay with us. The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official cleaning and restoration company of your Mountaineers.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
At Encova Insurance, we encircle you with insurance solutions you can trust. We provide coverage to protect what you care about. Business insurance, including workers' compensation, auto, home, and life insurance. What makes us unique? Our superior financial strength, smart technology, a one-stop shop for custom-tailored solutions. Encova 360, our approach to workers' compensation and local decision-making. We are Encova Insurance. Visit Encova.com for more information.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressure, Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacked Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field and Milan Pushcar Stadium.
Deshaun Bill has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVU-GAME.
Join the climb today.
Welcome back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. You've heard from the head coach. Now let's hear from a West Virginia assistant coach. Once again, here's Dan Zangrilli.
And thanks for being with us. Our coverage continues of Neil Brown's press conference. We just heard from the head coach of the Mountaineers, now Let's get right into it with Travis Trickett, WVU tight ends coach. This segment, courtesy of our friends at Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. If you're injured in an accident, call Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. They are West Virginia's injury lawyers. Dan and Wolf upstairs. Coach Trickett is on the phone. Coach, thanks for being with us. Congratulations to your position group, the tight ends. Michael Laughlin in particular really came up with some big receptions in the victory over Baylor. Neil said that he is looking forward to getting the tight ends more involved in the offense. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, appreciate y'all having me on. No, it's been good. You know, each week it's been the one thing Coach Parker's brought is he's brought some different some concepts that I think really tie in not only with our passing game that Coach Brown's had and the offense that Coach Brown's been running, but what Coach Parker's brought some aspects from Penn State, places he's been, is it lets that tight end position be pretty involved not only in run game, pass protection game, but also in the pass game in general. And you know, one thing that we're doing, you know, we were kind of hampered a little bit last year, injuries and numbers wise at that position, and we're still low numbers wise right now at that position. We really have only a couple guys that played a little bit between Michael Laughlin, TJ Banks, and by this time next year we'll have a lot more bodies in that room that'll be able to help and contribute. But we've done a good job of being creative and utilizing that to complement our run game, our pass game, and that's what that position is, man. It's a jack of all trades, and we got to be masters at it. And they've done a good job developing over this past quarantine and in the fall camp. And both of them, Michael Off and TJ Banks, both played pretty well in this past game.
Yeah, Trick, when you think about Michael Laughlin developing, because he was such a big part of the story last week in the overtime, and he had two receptions. But again, as we all knew, he was a wide receiver and he could catch the ball. But really, he's really turned into quite the blocker, as you saw on the winning touchdown play where he helped collapse the whole right side of the defensive line.
Correct. And that's something that, you know, and West Virginia's a developmental program, as you and I and everyone that's listening knows. We've always had those players that come in and we develop them. And some of the best players in that position tied in is developmental position. So you have to find those guys. There's not many ready-made 6'5", 250-pound guys that can run 4.7s out there, you know, I mean, that are going to be physical and have ball skills and do all those things. So sometimes you got to look for qualities and bring them in here. And Mike was on the roster when we got here along with TJ Banks, and both those guys possessed the squad. But Mike, you know, being a guy that had a lot more development than maybe TJ had, where he came in here at 205 pounds and is now 250, and what was unfortunate for Mike's journey, that's a little bit, it was like at his freshman year, he had an injury. So he missed that whole year's development as far as understanding how to be big and play football at that position big, which is a whole different journey itself, understanding your body, understanding the angles and power position, dealing with guys like maybe you're all right on the perimeter, but when you deal with those guys 6 inches in front of your face, it's a little bit different game. And so and that development, and then not having spring ball has been a, you know, like I was telling Mike about a couple weeks ago, it's like his journey, he hasn't really been able to truly develop just yet. Get a whole season, let me say a whole year's worth of development going into a season, just his personal journey, which thank goodness that rule passed for whatever age you are now this year and your eligibility, that's what you're going to be next year. So, you know, their best balls in front of them both. Mike is learning and understanding just how strong he is, how to move 250 pounds. It's a little bit different than when he was running around a high school receiver at 195, 200 pounds. So, you know, that each week is what we're working to develop and working and understanding, you know, getting in and out of breaks and what we're asked to do, but also understanding power position and power angles when we're having to block. So, you know, it's a position where you wish you had 30 minutes of individual each day that rep everything you need to, because it's not just run blocking, it's not just pass blocking, it's not just routes. You got to get it all in there. But those guys have done a great job of attacking each practice, trying to get better at their skill set, so we can make an impact in this offense and help us win some games.
And we look forward to watching them continue to develop. I think big things are certainly ahead for this group, including this coming Saturday against Kansas. Coach Trickett, wish we had a ton more time to sit down and really dive deep, but you gave us a pretty good snapshot of where those guys are right now. Travis Trickett, WVU assistant coach. This segment brought to you by Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Stay with us. Coming up next, we'll move a little further down the line, and we'll chat with Center Chase Barrett when we return. It's the Neil Brown Press Conference Show across MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Shorter days and cooler nights and the sweet sounds of fans chanting Hail WV can only mean one thing. It's football season. And now with GoMart, you can play along in-store while WVU plays on the field with the Mountaineer First and Goal Contest. Rush to score a touchdown as you gain yards by purchasing qualifying items each month. The best part, gear up for next season with GoMart's monthly WVU giveaways. Leading up to the ultimate win, a tailgate and tickets package, or a game during the 2021 football season. Go to GoMart.com for more details.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressured. Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacks Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field in Milan Pushkar Stadium.
Deep field has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVU-GAME.
Join the climb today.
Throughout the state of West Virginia, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
Thanks for being with us, everyone, as we continue our coverage up until 1 o'clock here on affiliates throughout the state as WVU prepares to do battle against Kansas. We chat with a guy who graded up pretty well against Baylor and had himself a little fun, as you could probably see on West Virginia's Twitter timeline. Offensive lineman center Chase Barrett is with us, and this conversation is brought to you in part by our friends at CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, CEC, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work. And Chase is doing some work on the offensive line. Chase, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
No, glad to be here.
So, pretty good one, all told, for the unit, especially as you lose James Gmitter, 24 hours before that victory against Baylor. That was a pretty good job by the group, all told, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. I think that our total play together was phenomenal, probably the best that we've played so far. And I think, honestly, it's because all of us were just on the same page the entire week. We knew that James being out was going to hurt us a little bit. And having Zach Frazier step up in the position that he did, I mean, he practiced center the whole week, and then he went to guard the game. He knew the offense. He knew what he was supposed to do, and he really did a great job coming in and being able to fill the role of Gmitter.
What does that say about a true freshman? You don't see many true freshmen getting the snaps that he's been getting at the Power 5 level. You've been around some good ones. What does he project to be?
I think he's going to have a great future here. I think he's going to be, and this is just a long shot, but I think that he's going to be one of the top O linemen to ever come through here. He has a lot of smarts about the game, a very strong kid. He has a work ethic that's second to none. He works his butt off day in and day out. He's always trying to learn from whether it's players, whether it's coaches. He's really just got a grasp on the game, and he takes coaching very well. Even if it's from me, I can tell him, "Hey, we need to go to that. We need to go to that guy." And there's no hesitation about it. That's the assignment. That's the task at hand, and that's what we execute.
Yeah. Hey, Chase. I know you're the leader of the offensive line, and you know, as my own self, as I played guard for the first 3 years of my career, and then I had to move to center. And I know last week you were playing guard and tackle, and then with Gmitter being out of the game, you had to go to center. What were your thoughts, man? And, you know, going in with Baylor, and, you know, they played a lot with the nose guard, and, you know, you weren't prepared for that whatsoever. I mean, you know, you did a great job, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. I would say, I mean, I really just trust everything that these coaches do. The confidence that I personally have in myself has been, I mean, higher than it's ever been. And I think that center, honestly, after the way that we ended the season last year, center's been something for me personally that I've become very comfortable with. And I was a little bit nervous going into that game, thinking that I was going to have to play tackle. And I said it right once they told me I was moving to center. It was like, all right, let's go play this football game. And it was just, I mean, just felt like a normal game day after that. And I would say that my confidence level at that position has definitely just grown a lot more since last year.
And the confidence level of the unit as a whole seems to be on the rise, and a really productive bye week from all accounts that we're getting from Coach Brown. And Chase, we're looking forward to seeing the progress on Saturday afternoon with fans in the stands, mind you, against Kansas. And they'll be there to cheer you on, as will we. Thanks for the time, and good luck the rest of the way. We'll be catching up with you down the road.
All right. Thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
And that's West Virginia offensive lineman Chase Barron, center, I suppose, by trade. But who knows where he'll be before it's all said and done.
He's been all over, Danny.
He's been able to embrace that. And that's.
And he's got hands. One-handed catch there over Darius Stills.
check that out on Twitter, by the way. All right, stay with us. We'll give you our final thoughts, catch up to speed. If you're just joining us, stay with us. The Neil Brown Press Conference Show coverage here live from Mountaineer Field continues right after this on MSN.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
Morgantown's number one new home builder and the official home builder of WVU Athletics, Dan Ryan Builders, builds award-winning homes for Mountaineers and their fans. Make your first home or your last home a dream home by Dan Ryan Builders. Dan Ryan Builders and WVU, a winning combination. Let's go, Mountaineers! Visit DanRyanBuilders.com to learn more.
Dan Ryan Builders, better value, better living.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressure, Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacked Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field and Milan Pushcar Stadium.
Deep down, Bill has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGAME.
Join the climb today.
Thanks for being with us. Final few moments here of the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Dan and Wolfa upstairs here at Mountaineer Field on this Tuesday. If you missed any portions of this show, by the way, be sure to follow us on Twitter at WVUMSN, or you can go ahead and subscribe to our WVU podcast platform. Wherever you get your podcasts, we'll have this on demand for you here in just a little while. Interviews with Travis Trickett, WVU assistant coach, and offensive lineman Chase Barrett from just a moment ago. A couple of things just to catch everybody up to speed on. The bullet points from a personnel standpoint. Going to check on the status of James Gmitter, whether or not he'll be available. Of course, COVID-19 put him out against Baylor, so be sure to stay tuned for the Thursday night radio program presented by Kegler's. Neil's going to address that 6 until 8 on many of these MSN stations. Defensive side of the ball, Vandarius Cowan's going to give it a go today at practice, albeit in a limited capacity. So those are the big notes to come out of here with it. But Wolf, fans in the stands on Saturday. Looking forward to it. High noon.
Let's go, Mountaineer Nation, man. Let's rock it. Let's go, Mountaineers.
All right, 1-800-WVU-GAME, WVUsports.com for the latest information if you do want a ticket and are coming to the stadium. So that'll do it for us. Special thanks to David Kahn back in MSN Control, Mark Schoenster for Dale Wolfley. I'm Dan Zangrilli. Hail West Virginia. Let's go, Mountaineers. Stay with us all week long for Kansas Week right here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Take care, everyone.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
Are you ready to play in a whole new way? Try the game that's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Keno Go! Step 1, go to a local retailer. Step 2, create a digital playslip with a lottery app or fill out a paper playslip. Step 3, watch the Keno Go drawing. Draws take place every 3 minutes. Watch at a retailer or watch on the go in the app. It's fast and fun with a chance to win up to $100,000. So start playing a whole new way today with the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. At a distance.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressure, Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacked Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field and Milan Pushcar Stadium.
Deep Bill has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGAME.
Join the climb today.
listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com. That's CECinc.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.